Welcome back to our weekly Outlook podcast. I'm João, and today I have here with me both Helena and our most recent team member, Sarah.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the team, Sarah.
Thank you, João.
So, together, we are going to update the latest news from this week. Starting with you, Helena, what can you tell us?
Hello, João. Hello, Sarah. And hello, everyone. We may start with COVID-19, as it seems that it is here to stay. According to the World Health Organization, contrary to what was previously thought, COVID-19 is likely here to stay with us as the virus continues to mutate in unvaccinated countries across the world and previous hopes of eradicating it diminish. The executive director of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program said at a press briefing that the virus will evolve like influenza pandemic viruses, and it will evolve to become one of the other viruses that affect us. In this follow-up, several leading health experts have warned that the world will have to live with COVID-19 forever, much like influenza. But besides COVID, tell me more about the ACB conference held on Thursday as well.
Well, Helena, this past Thursday, the European Central Bank decided to keep its monetary policy unchanged. However, it opted to slow down the pace of net asset purchases under its Pandemic Emergency Purchase Program. The Governing Council voted to maintain the interest rates on the ECB's main refinancing operations at 0%, on the marginal lending facility at 0.25%, and on the deposit facility at minus 0.5%. The ECB reiterated that interest rates will remain at their present or lower levels until inflation is seen reaching 2%, well ahead of the end of its projection horizon and durably for the rest of the projection horizon, and until the ECB judges that inflation will stabilize at 2% over the medium term. But a lot more has happened this Thursday. Isn't that right, Sarah?
Yes, João. There is some big news regarding cryptocurrencies. MasterCard announced this Thursday that it agreed to buy CheaperTrace for an undisclosed amount. CheaperTrace develops tools that help business and law enforcement root out of illicit digital currency transactions. A key concern with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is that the people transacting them are anonymous. That has made digital assets the currency of choice for several hackers and other criminals. However, the blockchain is a public ledger of all digital currency transactions, and services like CheaperTrace's analysis movements of funds to ascertain whether they're dubious. MasterCard said the deal would help its customers protect themselves and comply with regulations as they start to build out their digital currency offerings. CheaperTrace says its platform is used by some of the world's largest banks and crypto exchanges. The deal is the latest sign of how major corporations are showing an increased interest in the crypto market. But it doesn't end here, as also this Thursday, Moderna announced that it is working on a combination COVID-19 vaccine booster and flu shot. Elena, could you tell us more about this?
Well, Sarah, as you said, in fact, this past Thursday, Moderna announced it is developing a single vaccine that combines the booster dose against COVID-19 with its experimental flu shot. The company hopes to eventually add vaccines it is working on for respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, and other respiratory disease as an annual shot. Moderna is currently conducting clinical trials for a RSV vaccine in older adults. Moderna also provided updates on its ongoing mid-stage trial testing its authorized COVID-19 vaccine in children aged 6 months to 11 years old. It is testing a 50 microgram dose of the shots in the pediatric trial involving 4,000 children. Well, I think it is all for this very busy Thursday. But still, Amazon somehow surprised me by announcing that it will offer its US workers college tuition.
That's absolutely right, Helena. Due to its short job market, Amazon is going to cover 4-year college tuition for nearly 750,000 workers in the USA. For the first time, the company will pay for tuition, fees and books, transportation, and the costs of bachelor's degrees. Moreover, it will start including high school diploma programs, general education development, and English as a second language certifications. Amazon is in the process of choosing which college workers will be able to use the benefit. And Sarah, regarding technology, it seems that India is ready to take the next step.
Completely. After starting its conversion into a global IT powerhouse, India is ready to develop a new generation of software companies. According to a community of industry leaders, the software as a service, SaaS, industry could be worth 1 trillion in value by 2030 and create approximately 500,000 new jobs. Investors are enthusiastic about SaaS because of the massive adoption of software over the last decade, and at the same time, the low cost of operating is a large advantage of India. The salaries are 85% less in India than their equivalents in the USA. But unfortunately, not everything is good news. Hurricane Idas has turned out to be very costly.
Yes, Adam, that is true. The economic damages of Hurricane Ida are still being assessed, but the storm that wreaked havoc from New Orleans to New York could wind up becoming one of the costliest hurricanes to hit the US since 2000. AccuWeather's projections point to a total cost caused by the storm of about $95 billion, making it the seventh costliest hurricane since 2000. Consequently, the damages are expected to have a notable negative impact on the US economy during the third and the fourth quarters. Katrina tops the list at $320 billion in inflation-adjusted dollars, followed by Maria and Sandy at $215 billion and $210 billion, respectively.
And with this, we reach the end of our podcast. Thank you, Ellen and Sarah, for your help. And also, thank you for your attention. We hope to see you next week.